This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 568,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. That figure is more than 135,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections is now more than 12.8 million globally and more than 3.3 million in the U.S. The World Health Organization reported a record increase in global coronavirus cases Sunday, with the total number of infections rising by more than 230,000 in just 24 hours. The biggest increases were from the United States, where coronavirus infections are rising in 40 states, followed by Brazil, India, and South Africa, according to a daily report. The United States has broken global records by registering about 60,000 new cases a day for the last 4 days in a row. Coronavirus deaths remain steady across the globe at about 5,000 per day. The French government said that it plans to introduce systematic testing at airports for visitors from so-called category red countries where COVID-19 is still prevalent. In Paris, demonstrating nightclub workers demanded a reopening of their venues, arguing that strictly controlled club visits would be safer than unregulated beach parties. South Africa reimposed a nationwide curfew on Sunday, while Spain's Catalonia region forced hundreds of thousands of residents back into lockdown as coronavirus cases accelerated in many parts of the world. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said that his country faced a coronavirus storm that was far fiercer and more destructive than any we have known before, as he reimposed a nighttime curfew and also a ban on alcohol sales lifted barely 6 weeks ago. The government of Spain's Catalonia region on Sunday told residents in and around one northeastern town to go back home into home confinement. This is VOA News. Nearly 600,000 people cast their votes in an unofficial primary in Hong Kong Sunday to determine which pro-democracy leaders will run for office in September. The vote, seen as a protest against controversial new security laws imposed by Beijing, was organized by the opposition party to determine who would run in September elections for Hong Kong's Legislative Council. Those who voted did so despite warnings that the poll may violate the harsh new security law enforced by Beijing. The law allows security agents from mainland China to operate officially in Hong Kong for the first time. It also outlaws what Beijing describes as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces. Beijing enacted the law on June 30th in response to Hong Kong's pro-democracy protest movement and sparked widespread concern that the freedoms Hong Kongers enjoy as a semi-autonomous territory will be wiped out. Britain returned to a former British colony to China in 1997 under a deal known as One Country, Two Systems that was supposed to last 50 years. Sudan has passed laws banning female genital mutilation and allowing non-Muslims to consume alcohol. The move appears to be a reversal of nearly four decades of hardline Islamist policies, which limited the freedoms of women. Along with banning female genital mutilation, Sudan's Sovereign Council last week reversed a law which formerly required women to have a permit from a male family member to travel with their children. While women's rights advocates celebrated the long-awaited decision, they warned that the practice of FGM remains culturally entrenched in Sudan. A 2014 survey backed by the United Nations found that 87% of Sudanese women and girls between the ages of 15 and 49 have been subjected to the procedure. Just 4 months after Tesla unveiled the Model Y sport utility vehicle, the electric car maker announced it would slash the price of its newest product. The $3,000 price cut comes as Tesla seeks to maintain sales momentum in the COVID-19 pandemic. The reduction follows discounts Tesla offered in May on its Model 3, Model X, and Model S. The company, headed by Elon Musk, this month posted a smaller-than-expected drop in its second quarter deliveries, proving resilient despite the pandemic that hit the global auto industry. The Model Y now starts at just under $50,000. That's down nearly 6% from its previous price of $53,000, according to the carmaker's website. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.